On Wednesday, a database of over 2,000 incident reports from the offshore immigration detention centres in Manus Island and Nauru was leaked to the public. Dubbed the Nauru Files, the leaked reports chronicle abuse, self-harm and complaints about living conditions between May 2013 and October 2015. The database is now available to the public online. I spoke to Louise Newman, Professor of Psychiatry at Melbourne Uni, about the Nauru Files.
I've worked in asylum seeker and refugee mental health issues for nearly 20 years, and I was the chair of the Detention Expert Health Advisory Group, which was advising the Department of Immigration about health and mental health issues for asylum seekers until we were disbanded by the Abbott government. And I've been involved as the convener of the Asylum Seeker Advocacy Group since 2006.
So these files that were leaked this week, 2,000 incident reports from Nauru and Manus Island, what new things have we learnt from these files?
Well, I think the main message is that there's no change. It is not an issue of finding new things. I think what we've learned is that the period that these incident reports covers, which maybe date back to around about 2013 as far as we know, we see a pattern, and we see patterns of ongoing abuse and exploitation of children, sexual assault of women, and multiple complaints about people's mental health and well-being with incidents of self-harm. Now, we've known about these things for some time, and I guess the message from this is that it's highly surprising that there has in fact been no action to improve the situation in any meaningful way. And with the statements that the Minister's made over the last day and a half, again, we're seeing an approach which is really one that seeks to just deny that there's any difficulties there at all, trivialise the issues, try and really not inform the public in any way about what's actually going on Nauru. I mean, I'm someone who speaks very often to asylum seekers, largely women who are on Nauru, and I'm well aware of the trauma that these women are going through on a daily basis. And these are the issues that we feel really need to be properly investigated. And it's very disappointing to see yet again a Minister for Immigration taking this sort of attitude.
A government statement on Wednesday claimed that many of the incident reports reflect unconfirmed allegations or uncorroborated statements and claims. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton on Thursday went a step further, claiming that detainees falsified allegations of abuse to try to get to Australia.
And it's a failure to acknowledge the seriousness of these situations, and it's trivialising something. It really makes very little difference at all if some individuals, quite understandably, are so desperately despairing at being stuck on Nauru, which at the moment is indefinite detention on Nauru because there's no other options. Despairing people might well make threats to harm themselves or in some way try and get a better outcome. I think that's perfectly understandable and not surprising. What's very concerning is where the Minister actually implies, as he did, that people will do desperate things such as self-immolate in an attempt to get treatment in Australia. And I think that's an absolutely morally unacceptable thing to say. What he's not wanting to really discuss is the fact that these are desperate people in states and situations where sometimes they are suicidal, and that self-immolation is really a suicidal act as opposed to a rather minor gesture that might get someone to the mainland. Someone has died as a result of self-immolation on Nauru, and that man, before he died, said that he couldn't cope anymore, he couldn't take any more of the situation there. And I think these are the questions and the issues that the community needs to know more about and to actually discuss, rather than have really facetious and unhelpful comments from the Minister about human misery and human despair.
You've said that you speak to a number of women in detention. It's interesting, given that there aren't that many women proportionally in detention, the number of sexual assault claims in the Nauru files. Is this a gender issue? Or why are there so many?
It is absolutely a gender issue. Women are being targeted and victimised on Nauru. Nauru is essentially a state where, in many ways, women in the local community as well suffer extremes of domestic violence and interpersonal violence and assault. It's not a society that has in any way provided protection for women or children or gender equity. It has no existing systems for child protection or for adequate prosecution of sexual violence. And it's into this sort of rather a lawless environment that we place some very vulnerable people. We house some of these women in unsafe, unprotected areas where they cannot have shelter or safety and where they are easy prey. And I think this is one of the very serious issues.
So in response to these files, what action needs to be taken?
Well, I mean, if we're going to get any response at all, it should be to immediately recognise the seriousness of the situation, to constitute a commission of inquiry that's actually has some teeth, but more importantly, to grant amnesty to all the prisoners on Nauru and actually ensure safety and humane care for people by bringing them immediately to the mainland. Nauru is not a sustainable option.
The files also again bring the spotlight on the Border Force Act, the laws that threaten 2 years prison for detention centre staff who disclose information about what happens on Manus Island and Nauru. Last month, an organisation called Doctors for Refugees launched a High Court challenge against the laws.
I'm someone who is in breach of the Border Force Act, even in talking with you today about what I know about detention and the conditions on Nauru. And I think there are many of us at the moment who have visited these centres who are quite prepared to speak out and feel we have a moral obligation to speak out about what we know. And it is in the public interest to be factually informed about what's actually happening and where our elected representatives are actually taking us.